It's time for Talking.Golf. Talking.Golf is a regular podcast featuring newsmakers from the world of Wisconsin golf. And now, here's Rob Hernandez with this week's guest. And wherever you may be joining us here in the great state of Wisconsin, as winter goes from the black and whites of snow and leafless trees to the color of summer, I know it's not going to be for long here, at least in Wisconsin, we are going to talk a lot about color and its place in the game of golf. We welcome to Talking.Golf the founder and CEO of Bad Birdie, Jason Richardson. Jason, first of all, thanks for joining us here. And your founding day, if I see the website correctly, May 1, 2017. So we're coming up on 10 years next year. You founded the company under the premise that golf is boring, and you certainly have pumped life into the game of golf with the styles and everything that is Bad Birdie. Why don't you tell us, first of all, let's do a status report. We're almost a decade in. Is golf no longer boring?
We're chopping away at it. It's getting way more fun, and that's our goal. So yeah, we've made a good indent on it and progressing to where we're going. So thanks so much for having me on.
What take us back to the roots of this, and it's never easy to start a company, but you've gained a cult following of people who really want to look good when they're playing the game of golf. How did it all start, and how did you gain traction with this idea?
Yeah, so I started it out of my apartment as a side hustle because I felt that the sport was stuck. Everything looked the same. And I just thought that the sport deserved more personality. And so for me, the whole idea was, how do we bring fun onto the golf course? So much of brands at the time focused on either two things. It was tradition or performance in the sport. And Bad Birdie is so much more about self-expression through bold color and style.
Now, the early foundation of it, did you have an idea as to how much of an impact you wanted so early, and was the splash initially maybe how were you received? I mean, it was a lot because you're talking to a guy who was a black polo one day, a red polo the next, and then maybe a blue or a green in between.
Yeah, so early reception, there was a lot of hesitation, but for me that was a sign we're doing something right. I think to be in the apparel space, to be a challenger brand, if people aren't shocked in the early days, if they still to this day love everything that we do, then we're not doing everything right. Right. We need to have a position, and that's going to find, like you mentioned, we have this extremely, extremely loyal group of growing customers who are fans of the brand. But when you start out, people were like, what is that? I didn't know that could exist. And so giving permission for people to say, hey, you have options outside of your standard golf shirt was really the unlock. And that's what helped grow the brand and turn it from a side hustle to what it is now, is because I wasn't alone in that thought. People were tired of boring. They wanted to wear something that they could express themselves differently on the course like I did. And that's how we got to where we are.
I'm going to share with you where my ground zero was the day that I discovered Bad Birdie. June 25th, 2020, I was covering the WPGA Junior Championship. A gentleman who helps out our section with the running of the junior tournaments, Ed Swab, his son Marty comes to the first tee. I think he was probably a junior or senior in high school. And he's got this loud Bad Birdie, light blue, white, but with a lot of flamingos on it. And, oh, nice. And Marty's not a small kid, and so he filled that baby out admirably, and it really made an immediate impression. And from then on, I mean, there hasn't been a golf season that hasn't gone by where I haven't been haven't seen and felt the brand. I guess that was a kid in high school that had to feel pretty good that you connected with a generation that, you'd think would just follow the brand going forward.
Yeah, and we've actually seen a lot of the brand growth in exact stories like you told, where you see someone else wear it and they're our best advocates for it. And, you mentioned a young golfer, but our customer base is really broad. We have everyone of all different age types that probably felt like I used to feel, where you had to act and dress a certain way on a golf course, and there was nothing that really gave me permission to be myself.
Sure.
And so for a brand to provide clothing options for you to be able to be self-expressive and really be free outside of what everyone else is telling you to do, that's where I think the magic of Bad Birdie has started and grown it. Because you find our these customers out there who wear it, and someone else is like, I want to be able to wear a shirt like that, and they do. So,
what's been the biggest change over the last almost 10 years in your brand and your approach to it?
Yeah, so I think core to who we are, we've always been the same. We're on this mission to make golf fun for anyone who wants to play. And when I started the brand, you know, like I mentioned, there's always an opportunity for us to reimagine the sport in a way that welcomes color, personality, self-expression in it. And so really what we've done over the last 10 years is it started with just me, right? We have a whole team now, an amazing team here in Scottsdale. And we're just looking for new ways to implement apparel and product against that vision. So we started with polos. We continue to make polos, but we have evolved to not just men's, but we have women's, we have youth. And we just launched, for example, we've had our core performance polo the last 9 years. Now we just launched a new PK. So it feels like cotton, but has all the performance that our customers want. And so what the cool thing is as we've been able to grow, build these relationships with our customers, our job is to really serve them in ways that, you know, let us know what product you'd like, and then let's help build that for you.
And you were nice enough to send along a couple samples. I think this might be one of the PKs.
That is the new PK, yeah. What's your thoughts on it?
I love it. And to your point, cotton for a guy who, you know, has, you know, later in life trouble losing weight, you know, the cotton just clings to you. And this just really moves with you. And it doesn't have, it has cotton, you know, tendencies, but it does not feel like it is, you know, holding you hostage for, you know, I guess is how I would describe it.
Yeah. And being an Arizona company, right, we go wear test all these products, and we got to make sure that these, any product we put out can withstand the summer heat, especially when it comes to polos. Cause you know, for the listeners in Wisconsin, it's going to be a little humid in the summer. You want something that's going to whisk that moisture off your body, but you also want to have different feel, you know, have a comfortable shirt and all that stuff, be able to feel the wind blowing. Cause the last thing you want to think about in the golf course is, your shirt getting in the way or anything getting in the way of what you're trying to play.
Right. And with that peak performance, and it's a different, so again, I do this website, wisconsin.golf, from here, in Goodyear, Arizona. And I go back, you know, four times in the summer to cover tournaments. The heat that I deal with here, far different than the heat that I deal with when I'm back covering tournaments. In fact, you know, you kind of have you ease into it in Wisconsin in June, and then, you know, that humidity just hits you, you know, pretty solid from, you know, probably the middle of July and especially through August. And there were some tournaments last summer where, you know, it was just brutal. And the peak performance, you know, concept is going to help, I think, with that whole, you know, you don't want to wear your clothes right down to the bone type of thing. And the sweat that you have, I mean, here in Arizona, I sweat after I'm done doing something. In Wisconsin, you step out to that first tee and the sweat is on, and you are not only exerting, you know, an effort trying to figure out how to play the game of golf, but you're also trying to, you know, exert effort trying to figure out how to stay cool doing it.
Yeah. So no, it's, yeah. Super important. Everything we do is made for the course. Moisture wicking, sun protection is also important too. Being outside, collars that stay right when you get that summer heat or the humid summers. Last thing I want to worry about is my collar being all bacony. So we have really, our construction of our collars is amazing to handle anything in the summer. And yeah, the whole point is that you look it out there, you can be yourself. And yeah, it's the last thing you need to worry about when you're playing golf.
Now, some of our listeners, I believe this was something that you took on to Shark Tank, wasn't it?
I did, yeah. So I got to go on Shark Tank. It aired in April 2020. If you haven't seen the episode, I would go to YouTube. There's a great 2-3 minute clip that ABC put together, but I ended up getting a deal with Robert Herjavec only after I asked him to putt for 5% of the company. And as every golfer listening knows, you never leave a putt short. And so he left his putt short, literally half an inch on TV, and it worked in my favor. So it was really fun. It's core to who we are, as a brand, you know, put a little gamble on it. So it was a really fun experience, but it's crazy that it's already 6 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And just, again, the growth, the evolution of a product designed for golf. Now, you also sent along, I asked Stacy to send along, you know, something for my wife, because I'll get to why she loves Bad Birdie, independent of the clothing, in a minute. But you were nice enough to send along a sleeveless top, but a skort. Now, my wife, back before we had kids, played a little bit of golf, but now, since we moved to Arizona, she's full throttle into pickleball. And she started wearing that skort to pickleball, and everybody asked her about it. And I'm not sure if, you know, how you are handling kind of the potential or the reality of crossover, but, you know, and I'm not a pickleball person, so I don't want to speak ill of another sport, but I'm a golfer. Pickleball is something that we pass by on the third hole of our West course. And now you see a lot of the same golf apparel that I'm around, you know, on the pickleball court. Is that helping you, or how do you look at that?
Yeah, so we get that question a lot because the product does translate to the pickleball court. I wear our product on the pickleboard as well. And I think that signals to us that we're doing something right. We as a brand are always going to focus in golf, and that's core to who we are. But there is opportunity for you and other customers to wear stuff on different sports.
The other thing my wife has really fallen in love with is your partnership with Four Peaks. And I've got a can here. I'm not drinking it. Nice. Trust me, I'm on the job. The Bad Birdie Juicy Golden Ale. If you I'm speaking to our audience in Wisconsin, Jason, because so many of them were down here, have been down here, are down here this month, last month. You know, snowbirds since probably last October, November. And our Wisconsin State Golf Association Director of Competitions, Jeff Perkle, was just down here. I saw him, you know, sneak in, sneak out on Facebook. You really have to, you know, be not looking at the tappers to not see Bad Birdie. This partnership is unique. If you go to their headquarters on 8th Street down there in Tempe, they've got a whole pro shop full of your apparel. I love this concept. In Wisconsin, we've got Spotted Cow. You can't get it here, but you can get it there. I'm guessing Bad Birdie the same way. When you come visit Arizona, drink it here. Maybe sneak it back in your check bag. But this concept, this partnership, really, I think it has been cool. Can you explain how it came to be and what it's meant for you?
Well, you know, there's nothing better than an ice cold beer on 18 holes, right? Especially here in Arizona, where you got the heat, the desert. It's beautiful outside. So we got approached by Four Peaks. They are a team, amazing team over there, part of the Anheuser-Busch family. And their head of marketing is a fan and a golfer, and had this idea to build a beer specifically for the golf course. So a couple of years ago, we worked with them, built out the idea behind this to test it out. And it did really well, right? We always do everything crawl, walk, run. So we did a small batch, tested it. It just kept growing and growing. And now, it's on a lot of tap handles. It's in a lot of golf courses, and it is something that if you come to Arizona, if you're visiting from Wisconsin, you can only get it here. Similar to, you can only go to our, you know, we have a store here in Kierland. If anyone's in town playing Kierland, TPC, anywhere in North Scottsdale, you can check it out. But if you go to the store, we'll have an ice cold beer for you there too. So it's really fun, and it's been cool to be able to see the product crossover into something that is very normal for a round of golf. So we're very thankful. Four Peaks is an amazing partner. And we're going to continue to do that for the foreseeable future.
Awesome. We're talking to Jason Richardson, the founder and CEO of Bad Birdie. If you aren't wearing it, it means you're not a very colorful golfer. As we look towards this golf season, what other new things are out there? What things are you proud of in terms of where the brand is evolving this year?
Yeah, so I mentioned our PK polo, which is, for anyone joining in, it feels like cotton, but has all the performance that you need on the course. One of our other new innovations is our Ridge polo. So a lot of our customers said, hey, Jason, Bad Birdie team, we love your core performance polo, moisture wicking, anti-odor, UPF, all that stuff. But what if I want to wear something that has a little bit more elevated look? So what we did, we took our core polo back to the lab, and we started to update some of the features. So we updated the collar, we updated the sleeves, we made some button adjustments. When you get to improving a polo. A lot of it comes to the details. So we went through the entire product line and added some cool innovation pieces, and now have our updated Ridge Polo, which is the same fit, same performance features, just has a little bit more of an elevated look. So we're really excited about that. And then I will say, you know, our women's business is on fire. That business is doubling year over year. And the women like it because of the double down score, the tour score, like your wife's playing at the pickleball court. We have sleeveless and sleeved polos. And it's just exciting to see, similar to a world where 10 years ago, it was solid colors and stripes everywhere. You're seeing a lot more women on the course embracing the sport. And that's what we're all about at Bad Birdie, welcoming people in, making it a spot where you can find apparel that you can express yourself in. And the sport's growing, which is end of the day, right? That's what we're trying to do, grow the sport.
Oh, yeah. And I think the neat thing about your polos are that you know, when I moved here, we're in a 55 plus. It feels like Del Boca Vista from Seinfeld. But you know, Frank Costanza in his Hawaiian shirts, those can be a little bit over the top. These are, to me, are tasteful. Is there a fine line that you've got to watch to not cross?
Yeah. So we are always going to root ourselves in bold color and bold prints, but we always listen to our customers, and a lot of our customers want to wear the brand and represent it, but they have asked, and we've developed what we call our mild to wild assortment. So we always are going to lead with the wild, but we have more muted colors, more muted options that still are Bad Birdie at the core, but just provide maybe something that you don't want to wear your George Costanza shirt. You can wear something out to an office meeting at work. It's so many people saying, hey, I want to wear it on the pickleball court. I also want to wear it to work meetings. Can I wear the brand in a way that is still true to who you are, but maybe a little bit different and not the wildest shirt anyone had ever seen? So yeah, we have, if you go walk into our store, go onto our website, you will be able to see kind of a broad spectrum as we've grown as a brand of what colors and styles you can wear.
Were you always a golfer, and how did the passion for the game pour into the passion for your business?
Yeah, so my first introduction to golf was at age 12, and my mom was like, hey, Jason, you need to go get a job, because I was the oldest of a couple of brothers, and she was like, hey, those guys are playing Legos. And I just kind of outgrew it, and I was kind of bored at home. So there was a junior caddy program. We spent our summers up in Flagstaff, Arizona, and there's a country club up there called Forest Highlands. So I got introduced to the game there. I watched Tiger Woods and his caddy at the time, Steve Williams. We would watch tape on how to caddy, and it was really cool for me to learn the sport. So I entered the sport without playing it right away, and I learned a lot of the etiquette and things around it. Fast forward 10 years from there, I really, really started playing golf. I was caddy when I was young, played a little bit recreationally in high school. But really, when I was in college, after college, I moved out to Los Angeles, and there was a great municipal course called Shoal Canyon that I played a lot of golf at. And that's really where I learned the sport. And I would just found myself getting addicted to it, like we all do, right? You hit a couple pure shots on the range, you drain a putt, you go out and you make, you know, you make a couple bogeys when you've never even made a bogey. You make your first par, you make your first birdie, and the snowball starts to build. And I basically, once I got on that snowball, I have not gone back.
Now, there's a cool story out there about before you really introduced the brand, you were at the WM Phoenix Open wearing something you had designed, and people started asking you about it. And Wisconsin terms, we call that, because of Fonzie on Happy Days jumping the shark, where the idea gets out there before you can really, you know, back it up with, okay, here's one. How did what was that experience like? And did that kind of, send a light bulb that this was going to be a great idea?
Yeah. So if you know Bad Birdie now, right, it's easy to see where it's at now. But if you think back to 2017 Waste Management, this was just an idea. And this was something that was in my apartment that I worked nights and weekends on. And so I was going to the tournament for the first time, Phoenix Open, and I got the samples in the day before, and I was going with another friend, and I was like, hey man, do you mind wearing this shirt idea I have? That's it. Like, let's throw these shirts on instead of wearing something else. And so we show up with zero expectations, run to the 16th hole to experience it for the first time, which is amazing for any listener who hasn't gone. I think it's one of the best experiences in sports. And we we're just minding our own business. And next thing you know, probably 100 people over the day came up to me and my friend and were like, hey, what is that? I've never seen anything like that before. So before I was smart enough to know what market research was, we did market research at Waste Management and continue to this day. Waste Management Phoenix Open is really special, right? It's where the business is based now. We're in Scottsdale here. It's where I first wore the product in person. And every year, the last couple of years, we do a special collaboration with the PGA Tour and make one of a kind merchandise you can only avail buy at the tournament. So it's come full circle. And it's really, really cool for me to go back to Waste Management every year, because not everyone knows that story. Not everyone knows that, you know, 8 years, 9 years ago, this kid who had no idea what he was doing in apparel made some shirts out of his apartment that had no, you know, it was a side hustle. Now it's grown. So I'm really thankful for that experience. And Waste Management is my favorite tournament of the year.
And I know that a lot of our Wisconsin listeners are get down here for that. That's up for some. That's when the winter trip down here begins. Others, it's spring training. But it really, you know, for you to be able to have a product that stands out in that arena where it is so loud, you know, in terms of fashion and apparel and just people out there to be seen, it really says something. I think that's cool, and it's neat that it's evolved that way. The other thing I wanted to ask about is, you know, from time to time I've seen the Bad Birdie product in our country clubs back in Wisconsin, in other pro shops across the state. How do you work with individual courses, and what is that relationship like at this point?
Yeah, so one of our areas that we see a lot of growth potential in as an organization is expanding into pro shops. And when I started the business, it was e-commerce. And then I started to get calls from buyers saying, hey, one of my members wore this shirt. What is this? Can I get a catalog? I was like, I don't know what a catalog is. Now, fast forward, right? We have a sales team. And for Wisconsin specifically, it's one of our areas that we'd love to grow a lot into. And we have a good amount of e-commerce customers up there. But we are happy to have conversations with pro shops, with buyers. And really what I would say is see what the members are wearing, and you'll start to see Bad Birdie kind of make its way into a course. And so that's always exciting for us to see, for me to see personally when the brand grows. And so, yeah, we work with about 600 courses nationwide at the moment, and looking to expand and continue to grow that.
Have you ever played golf in Wisconsin?
I have not.
You have not. You've got to get up.
I was excited to talk to you. I was like, what would you be top three in order?
Well, for sure, if it's with a bunch of guys, the Sand Valley experience, Mike Kaiser's portfolio of courses that mimics what they did out at Bandon Dunes has really gained traction with the destination golfer. But, you know, it all started with Century World, which played host to the U.S. Senior Open. They're going to close next year to get ready for another run of USGA events, but then reopen the following year. The Kohler courses, Whistling Straits, hosted the Ryder Cup and Black Wolf run 36 holes, you know, along the lake, which is, you know, especially now that I'm in Arizona, you don't see many bodies of water. So even Lake Michigan feels like an ocean, and that's cool. And then, of course, Erin Hills with the U.S. Open a couple of years ago, really, it's a neat property, you know, right, just on the outskirts of Milwaukee. So those are a few. But the neat thing is that, you know, we kind of have that, a couple of destination areas for Wisconsin golfers themselves that have property in far northern Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Northwoods is kind of like, you know, in their summertime, their getaway, like Arizona is in their wintertime. And then Door County, which is kind of like, some people call it the Cape Cod of Wisconsin. I don't think it's quite to that sophistication, but it's got some neat little courses on it. And it's including one owned by the former Packer president, Mark Murphy. He bought an old resort and he's cool. He's running it now. So there's a lot of, we're a huge golf state, as evidenced by the fact we can do a website, you know, just based on golf in a singular state. And get more than a million page views a year on it. It really, we've got a passionate group of golfers, and they're just coming out of winter. As I said in the outset, you know, it's kind of like we live. When I lived back there, you know, winter was this black and white concept, and the excitement of spring is the color. And I think, you know, that's why going from bland to, you know, pizzazz, you know, the way Bad Birdie has really. Change the marketplace is a cool thing. I suppose too, there's also a lot of imitators out there. Were they there when you started? And is this something that, has just, you know, kind of evolved over the last 5 years, if you've been around almost 10? I mean, are more people trying to, you know, oh, look, let's do what Bad Birdie's doing?
Yeah, so there wasn't anyone else doing what we were doing when we started. And, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Yeah. And we always talk internally that, you know, competition fuels us. It forces us to be better. And I wake up every day knowing that it's a privilege to do what we do, and we got to make amazing product, take care of our customers, and continue to make the best colorful, bold prints, and also build this brand that's really all about having a good time on the course, helping people express themselves in a way that they haven't been able to before. So as long as we're doing that and unlocking that, I think we'll continue to grow.
And just to kind of, you know, wrap things up here, in addition to just individual golfers, I've seen teams wear your product too, you know, yeah. High school teams, college teams, maybe. I know a lot of that has to do with, you know, marketing licenses that they have for their football team and basketball team. And that sometimes gets in the way of creativity. But you do have, you know, opportunities for teams to look and function as a team wearing your products.
Correct. It's really important that we support all levels of players at Bad Birdie. And for us, we have a high school program that we're really proud of. And we sponsor and work with different high school players and teams across the country and all the way up to pro players, right? So we want to be able to support the next generation of golfers and colleges and the mini tour guys, the road warriors that are going out there, the guys and girls doing that. So yeah, we did a big invitational last year with Taco Bell. We had two high school players play on pro tours in the last month because of that. So it's really important to us and something will continue to be a key focus for us.
Anything we haven't covered, anything that you'd like to get in about where Bad Birdie is headed?
No, thanks so much for having me on. If you haven't seen us, you can find us online at badbirdiegolf.com. Take a look. We have a lot of color and a lot of fun stuff, especially I always think that going out to golf season starting, especially somewhere in the Midwest where people are waiting all year, it's a great way to kick off your wardrobe, get something new. And we have something for everyone. You know, like I said at the beginning, we have colors, patterns, prints. I'm pretty sure there's not going to be someone that goes on the site that doesn't have something. And yeah, just thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it, Rob.
That's Jason Richardson, founder and CEO of Bad Birdie. I'm Rob Hernandez. This has been Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf.